Can the command in 1 Corinthians 7:10 be looked upon as a general rule, while Matthew 19:9 is the rule? I learned a lot from the study. I can look back through the years and see where I was confronted with issues, and I had to get the book out, and I had to do some more study and some more rightly dividing. I made the statement in one of my meetings with some of you here that I believe that if someone divorced their wife except for fornication, they sinned. And I stand right here before you apologizing for making that statement. I don't believe that anymore.